Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Language of Heaven, Crucial Questions About Speaking in Tongues, by Sam Storms, narrated by Al Kessel. Introduction. Tongues, a good gift from the Father of Lights. Like many people, I grew up loving Christmas. I couldn't wait until Christmas morning when my sister and I would tear into the many gifts our parents had worked so hard to purchase for us. Even more enjoyable was when I became a parent of two daughters and experienced the satisfaction of blessing them with gifts they so passionately desired. My sister and I were, as best I remember, always appreciative of what our parents gave us. And my own daughters were likewise grateful. If they ever felt disappointed, they never let on to me or my wife, Anne. But I can easily envision how I would have felt if they had. If, after opening a particular gift that I personally picked out for them, they responded by frowning at it, expressing virtual contempt for what I thought was in their best interests, only then to cast it aside and never take it up again, I confess that I would have been heartbroken. Perhaps those of you who are parents have experienced precisely this scenario, and you know the awkward feeling that comes with watching your children treat your best efforts at blessing them with utter disregard and disdain. I don't think it's much of an exaggeration to suggest that this is what a large portion of the body of Christ has done with the spiritual gift of speaking in tongues. Because our Heavenly Father loves us, has our best interests in view, and wants to bless us beyond anything we could ever deserve, He carefully conceived, crafted, and then lovingly bestowed on His children the gracious gift of tongues. Yes, it's a gift. Yes, it was God's idea, not that of any human being. And yes, God thought up and generously poured out on His children a gift that sadly so many of us have frowned upon, made fun of, tried to explain away, and largely ignored. Try to imagine how that makes our Heavenly Father feel. How would it make you feel if out of love you designed a special gift for your children, only to have them laugh at it, mock it, and then cast it aside? Speaking in tongues, or what I call the language of heaven, was God's idea. He thought it up. He invented it. He graciously bestowed it upon the church. And how have so many responded? Some with utter contempt, making statements such as, "But it's so weird." Or perhaps something like, "It's actually useless. It doesn't make much sense to me. I have no desire to receive this gift, and I'll do whatever I can to discourage others from making it an object of their prayer requests to God." The gift of tongues and those who regularly practice praying in the Spirit do not have a good reputation among many outside the charismatic movement. Those who practice this gift are thought by many to be mushy-minded and spiritually uncoordinated. They are perceived as incapable of chewing their theological gum and walking in a straight line at the same time. I've been told on several occasions that people who pray words they do not understand are probably intellectual lightweights who prefer feeling to thinking. Such Christians are likely averse to deep and rigorous engagement with the Scriptures and avoid theological argumentation at all costs. Of course, I can only speak for myself, but I have found the gift of tongues to be a tremendous boost to my spiritual zeal and an immensely effective way of deepening my relationship with Jesus. Contrary to the caricatures many have of this gift, I can tie my shoelaces, balance my checkbook, drive a car, and hold down a job. And I rarely ever drool. A clanging cymbal? So why is talking about speaking in tongues not what one might call polite dinner conversation, especially in more conservative evangelical circles?